Firefighters worked to extinguish a blaze after what authorities described as a Russian drone attack on market stalls and a shop in the city of Nikopol on Saturday. Bodies were seen lying nearby as several people were killed and injured. In another attack in the city of Sumy, houses, cars and utility networks were reportedly hit, wounding nearly a dozen people. It comes after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of an Easter escalation, with Russian forces firing nearly 300 drones overnight. Zelensky said there was not a single hour of peace for his people, accusing Russia of intensifying strikes despite Kiev's proposal for an Easter ceasefire. That is impacting the most vulnerable. The United Nations Population Fund says overwhelming stress from the risk of bombardment is causing rising rates of premature childbirth among Ukrainian women. Faye Culligan is its health specialist in Kiev.
We've seen reports from hospitals on the front line about rising rates of premature birth, so babies that are being born too soon, and when they're born too soon, they're more physically vulnerable to development issues, to infections, and also it's harder for them to initiate breastfeeding. And they're being born too soon primarily as a result of stress. So women that are pregnant, experiencing high levels of stress from bombardments and also the psychological stress. Their partner is probably away fighting, so they're not there to support them.
However, anxiety is also growing in parts of Russia as Ukraine responds with stepped-up attacks on energy infrastructure, aiming to cut into Moscow's key source of war revenue. Authorities said Russia's North Sea oil refinery was hit on Easter Sunday, setting it ablaze, while a fuel reservoir leaked at the Baltic Sea port of Primorsk after being struck by shrapnel. Human suffering continues as well, with Ukraine's president claiming some 35,000 Russians were killed or seriously wounded last month, the highest level since the start of the war in February 2022. While those figures could not be independently verified, experts say total Russian and Ukrainian casualties in the more than four-year-long war are nearing 2 million. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.